Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting third. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Lowes. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy Lowes. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ashburn hits a pop-up into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alou hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Keene strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mays takes first base on 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams takes first base on 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Lowes. Williams moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants won. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bressude hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ashburn is 0-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Zimmer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Santo is 0-1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to second. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Altman is 0-1 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to third. Santo moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Rogers is 0-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe's fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Billy Lowe's. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Alou is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alou is hit by the pitch. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Amalfitano is 0-1 in the game. Amalfitano takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Keene is 0-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Alou moves to third. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mays is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Mays reaches second base with a double. Alou scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cepeda is 0-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Mays scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Bob Anderson now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davenport is 0-1 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Sam Jones now pitching. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burpell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burpell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burpell moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burpell moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burpell scores. Anderson moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Jerry Kindle pinch runs for Don Zimmer. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Kindle moves to third. Altman moves to second. It's 8-4, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams is walked intentionally. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Kindle scores. Altman scores. Williams moves to third. It's 10-4, Cubs. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Burpell is walked intentionally. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Haller pinch hits for Jim Duffalo. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Haller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Sanford now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Al Heist now playing center field. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Felipe Alou. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie McCovey now playing first base. Orlando Cepeda now playing left field. Harvey Keene now playing right field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mays strikes out. 1 out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel hits a line drive into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10. And the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Cubs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. 2 outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Amalfitano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays scores. Cepeda moves to second. It's 10-6, Cubs. Barney Schultz now pitching. Ed Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Cepeda moves to third. 2 outs. Matty Alou pinch hits for Eddie Bresciud. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alou strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Pagan now playing shortstop. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-6, Cubs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel strikes out. 1 out. Barney Schultz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Schultz strikes out. 2 outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 0-for-1 in the game. Heist takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Hobie Landreth pinch hits for Bobby Bolin. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Schultz covering, for the out. 1 out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schultz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-4 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amalfitano moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and San Francisco Giants, 6. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.